What if I told you there was a metal band out there fronted by an ex-bodybuilding champion, actor, screenwriter, and historian who sounds like Iggy Pop? And despite being around since the 70s, I bet you haven't heard of their music. If that tagline doesn't pique your curiosity, then I'm not sure what will. Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carne crew, it's Chili here, and I'm the man who produces Iron From My Eyes, and this is a 5-minute review on Thor, Ride of the Iron Horse. Just what is this? I'm genuinely asking. I mean, on paper, this band sounds epic. 80s style metal with a singer who is an ex-bodybuilder champion. But like communism, what sounds good on paper fails in reality. Instead, what we have is an album that feels and sounds like a group of dads got together after jamming for years, had their usual 20 beers, and got the midlife crisis fear burnt into their mind to come up with the idea to record an album. Usually, when bands have big muscle-clad men on their front covers, they use morals or artist interpretations. See Man of War albums for reference. But with Thor, what you see is what you get, and singer Thor, born John David Meakey, is the model. This might explain the music on offer, as the lyrical prowess of John is akin to having Arnold Schwarzenegger performing these duties, except his accent made his taglines. Thor feels like someone with bigger balls than baritone resonance, and that statement should be ironic given the bodybuilding scene of the early 80s. And speaking of 80s, I mean, this music just feels like a piss take. A meta version of Spinal Tap, and given the timing with the new movie being announced, can someone please note that these guys could be the opening act for them if they were to alive? I feel like this album's release was a few days early of its intended release date, the 1st of April. And I think even Apple Music is in on the joke, because the suggestions after listening to this album ranged from Anvil, to Caribbean drumming bands, to the Kenneth Badger Experience, and even Rick Astley. Okay, well that last one isn't true, but it wouldn't surprise me if it came up right after playing this record, but maybe that would be just too on the nose. Okay, so let's talk about the music, and first I want to mention the song Piece by Piece. There once was a writer, a freelancer he was. A nuanced song that is a spoken word track about no one wanting the writer's book who stewed on the work for 10 years, and it feels like a personal track. If the writing is intended to be a personal anecdote, then I can understand why no one wanted it in the first place. And it doesn't matter how many times you look at it, no one does. They say that people are either laughing with you or at you, and this feels like the latter to be true. This album deserves an honourable mention on Is It That Bad segment, on Chill Dude on the Couch, and Hector, if you are watching, yes, I am keen. Ultimately, this has been one of the hardest reviews I've had to do, not because of deciding what to say about this album, but instead, it's because of the source. Several times, I just had to stop the album and turn it off completely, because it was just too annoying and contrived to hear. I mean, there is the song with the cowbell on it, such as on the simple rock tune on 5-0, Let's Go, and then of course the second half of the album just dives into unreleased material re-recorded for this album, taken from songs over the years. Which is dangerous when you think about it. Because if the first half of the album is what the band considers their strongest stuff, and the remaining songs that were left over were stuff that was left on the cutting room floor from their early days, then it truly would introduce a new meaning to the depths of hell. That being said, the demos definitely had more potential than the first half of the record, but not by much. Fly to the Striker repeats its lyrics more often than a McDonald's employee working in a drive-thru, and Had It Been Another Day is just the biggest piece of crap ballad I've heard, and I've heard Godsmack.
I would erase Godsmack.
That's how bad Godsmack are. You still want to erase them. I just don't understand what was going through their mind when they heard this music back after production was completed and thought, yes, this is fine in their mind. This is the best we have to offer. Maybe they skipped hearing the album post-production, feeling that their confidence was riding high after recording sessions were completed. Either way, we have this turd of an album. Overall, I will be giving this record a score of 0 on the spicy scale, with no redeeming tracks. Yep, I would prefer to listen to Kid Rock's album over this effort, and I called Kid Rock's record the audio equivalent of a used condom. I can't even think of anything else to say. This is bad. Now, if memes could talk, this would have been the audio file for the classic Me Gusta Face from the OG days. This is just exhausting to do. I'm done. F*** this. I'm out.
Whosoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.